走在智慧中的道路。
One way is that I can take it for myself because it's good in my own eyes.
一个呢，就是我好像我自己来抓这个智慧，我自己来定义智慧，因为我在我眼中我是正确的，我是对的。
I get to define what is good and evil.
那我就来定义什么是善，什么是恶。
Then the pattern is that I see it, I desire it, and I take it.
那这个模式就是我看到了，然后我心里就喜爱它，然后我就去摘了，我就去取了。
Yeah, and the result is death and destruction.
但这个结果呢，就是死亡跟毁灭。
Or I'll let God give me the wisdom in His own time and in His own ways.
或者我让神照着神的时间、神的方式来给我智慧。
And by spending time with God,
那跟神同行、跟神花时间在一起。
I'll learn God's way to live and to imitate the ultimate goodness in this world.
那我就学习，就是向神跟神学习，也效仿最后这个世界上最终的善。
By remaining in God, I will gain wisdom.
那我就住在神里边，我就会获得智慧。
And the result is life.
那这样的结果就是生命。
So we face these two trees in our lives every day.
所以在我们的生命中，每天我们要对这两棵树要做一个选择，这种两种方式。
Now, of course, we want to choose the tree of life. I mean, don't we all?
当然呢，我们都希望所有的人在座的每个人都希望选择生命树的这样一个道路。
But our desire sometimes would not let us choose wisely.
但是我们自己里边的这个肉体跟我们的血气，有时候不会让我们做一个有智慧的选择。
And if we are honest, the pull from our desire really sometimes is difficult to overcome.
我们如果都坦白一点的话，那我们从我们这个我们的心愿，我们的这个血气的这个张力呢，有的时候让我们很难做一个正确的选择。
So how do we practice to choose the tree of life?
那我们如何来学习来选正有智慧的选择呢？
Actually, the Bible does tell us, does direct us to a better path.
然后圣经其实给我们一个更好的一个道路，一个选择。
To choose wisely and to live a better life.
然后就是有智慧的选择，过一个更美好的生活。
And then if you read through the entire Old Testament, 39 books,
如果你把旧约的整个39本书都读了，
you'll find that there's a main storyline of the covenant relationship of God and with His people Israel.
那你就发现这个旧约呢，它主要是讲神和他的选民以色列百姓的这样一个故事，这是一个大祖先。
The story of the family of Abraham.
比如说亚伯拉罕的家庭。
The laws given by God by Moses at Mount Sinai.
那律法呢？神是通过摩西在西乃山上颁布的。
And then entering the Promised Land.
然后进入应许之地。
King Saul, King David, King Solomon.
那就是扫罗王、大卫王，还有所罗门王。
And then the split of the kingdoms.
然后这个南北国的分裂。
Prophets warning the kings to keep the covenant.
然后那个先知也就不断的警告这个列王说，你们要遵守神的诫命。
And then exile, and then return from the exile, and so on.
然后他们后来被掳又归回回归。
But there are four books.That's kind of off track from the main storyline.
但是旧约中呢有四本书呢，好像是跟这个主线呢是有点偏离偏航了。
And then you can read them actually without knowing the history of the Israel.
所以这四本书呢，你即使不了解以色列的历史，你也可以去读，你也可以理解。
Yeah. And then they are what we call the wisdom literature in the Old Testament.
我们把这四本书称为旧约的智慧书。
Proverbs, Ecclesiastics.Job and Song of Songs.
就是箴言、传道书、约伯记，还有雅歌。
The main storyline is about God's character revealed to His people, His relentless love and mercy.
那这个旧约的这个主线呢，就是神他的向他的百姓的一个彰显，神不离弃的爱和怜悯，呼召他们去悔改。
And then calling them to repent, and then judge them to correct.
然后当就是神呼召他们悔改，也真的是管教他们、纠正他们。
And then setting them to return from exile.
然后也把他们从被掳之地带回来。
Yeah, but the wisdom literature actually explore a different set of questions.
但是旧约的智慧书呢，确实在寻求，就是在回应不同的一些问题。
How should I live in this world?
那我在这个世界上要如何来生活呢？
What is a good life?
那美好的生活是怎么样的呢？
What will God do for me if I really, really try to do good?
如果我真的是想很努力的想要过一个好正确的生活，一个对的生活，那神会怎么来做呢？
How do I raise my family and parent my kids?
那我如何来养家糊口，如何来教养我的孩童呢？养育孩子呢？
How do I build a set of job skills and a career?
那我如何来就是建立我的这个工作技能，如何来设立我的这个工就是我的这个职场目标呢？
How do I deal with the difficult people?
那我如何来面对不好相处的人呢？
And then what do I do when life does not work out and horrible things happen to me?
如果这个生活好像不像所预期的，有可怕的事情在我身上发生，我该如何来做呢？
And where is God in all my pain?
在我所有的痛苦之中，神在哪里呢？
So these questions are very practical, and most of us probably ask this question one time or another.
这些问题都是非常实际的，我们每个人在人生的不同阶段大概都问过就是这样不同的问题。
And these books actually provide the wisdom within the worldview of the covenant people of God.
这些书智慧书呢，是给了我们一些从神的百姓，从神的这个百姓的世界观来看这些问题的答案。
You don't need to know the history of the people of Israel.
你不需要知道以色列人的历史。
But you do need to have a sense of what the people believe about God and the world in the main storyline in the Old Testament.
那你是需要知道在旧约里边这个主线里边的这些主要故事里边的人，他们在当时的历史环境中，他们对神和世界的他们当时的观念和认知是怎么样的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And through that worldview, then the wisdom book actually makes sense to the people of Israel.
是因为这样的一个他们有这样的一个背景世界观，所以呢这些书对他们来讲就是有意义的。
And to us living in South Florida in the 21st century,
对我们这些活在21世纪住在南佛州的人呢，
And the follower of Jesus, we're the covenant people of the New Testament,
我们是新约的这个，我们是在新约之下，我们跟神也有一个约的关系，我们这些人。
So to you and I, really these books still provide wisdom to live a better life.
所以呢，对你和我这些书，智慧书仍然给我们一个非常实际的智慧，让我们能够过一个美好的生活。
So from this, the worldview of the covenant people of God.
所以是跟神有约的这些神的子民、神的百姓。
How does the God of the Bible relate to me and my story?
这圣经中的神如何跟我、你和我这样的个人的生活有关联呢？
And then these wisdom books actually speak to reader in a different kind of authority.
然后呢，这个是智慧书是对这个读者呢是有一个不同，是有一个权柄的。他们是从不同的角度来讲。
Moses brings down the law, and from the Mount Sinai says that thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that.
那摩西从西乃山上带回来这个律法，他就是说你要这样做，你不要那样做。
And the prophet speaks on behalf of God and says, "Thus says the Lord."
那先知是代表神，就说耶和华小谕说。
But the wisdom books actually contains human words.
但是这个智慧书呢，却有就是人好像人之间的这样的一个对话，这样的一个说法。
The first nine chapters of the Proverbs are actually words from a father to a son.
这箴言的前九章实际上是一个父亲对儿子的一个劝诫训诲。
It's the wise counsel of God-fearing people.
是一个敬畏神的给他的儿子的一个忠告。
And their experiences and insight accumulated throughout generations gain their authority by common validation.
那他们的这个经验和他们的这个洞见呢，是通过这个历世历代以来所能够验证的这个常规性的一个验证呢，让他们的这个忠告呢是有威信的，是有权柄的。
Then the King Solomon and the people like him collected these words of the wisdom in books.
然后所罗门还有很多像他这样的人，他们就是在这个智慧书籍就收集了以前的这些人的智慧的言语。
And then they become part of the Old Testament and the words of God to His people.
所以呢，就成为旧约的一部分，也是给神的子民的这个圣书的一部分。
And then also to all of us in the 21st century, myself included, that we think the newest thing is the best.
对我们二十一世纪的人，包括我自己在内，我们有一个观念，就是最新的就是最好的。
iPhone 14 is better than iPhone 13.
那你这个 iPhone 的那个13呢，肯定比11要好。
iPhone 14 is better than iPhone 13.
因为已经是14了，肯定比11要好。
And the latest, Toyota Corolla has more horsepower and better safety feature than my 10-year-old Corolla.
那当然，现在的这个最新的这个丰田的花冠型的这个汽车呢，就比十年以前的这个型号呢，要有更好、更多的马力，也有更多的这个安全措施。
So the latest is the sign of advancement.
所以呢，我们觉得这个最新的就是一个提升的标志，就是最先进的、最好的。
But in the Old Testament culture,
但是旧约的文化，那时候的那个文化里呢
，Yeah, you will be suspicious of something new.
你对一些新的东西，你会持一个保留态度。
Now, if it's old, you know that you can trust it.
如果这个东西是旧的，是老的，那你知道你是可以信任它。
Because it passed the test of time.
因为它经过了时间的考验。
Now, I'm not saying that. All the new things are good, and then all the old things are bad.
我的意思不是说。New is
bad. Sorry. I'm not saying that all the good things are bad and the old things are good.
我的意思不是说这个新的就是不好的，老的就都是好的，我不是这个意思。
But I do want to say that we do need to have the humility to listen to the elderly people.
所以我觉得我们是需要有这个谦虚的态度来聆听这个老人的忠告，老人的训诲。
And also to study, to understand history in the past.
然后我们来学习，来研读，就是人类的过去的历史。
Because we cannot ignore their experiences over time.
我们不能忽略这个过去人的这个经验。
Yeah, so likewise, I'd like to encourage you to read the Old Testament, especially these wisdom books.
同样的，我就是鼓励大家去读旧约，尤其是智慧书。
Now, when I was in college, I read the Song of Songs for the first time.
那我第一次读到这个雅歌呢，是我在上大学的时候。
I must confess that I blushed.
我必须得承认，我读了都脸红了。
I was surprised that the songs are so, how shall I say, very vibrant.
怎么说呢？这个雅歌好像有点非常的那个非常的那个热情洋溢。
Good, that's good. So I'm going to skip that book today because I do have middle schoolers among us.
那我今天就不讲，因为我们中间有这个初中生嘛。那我今天就跳过那本书。
But I do want to encourage you to read that book.
那我就是希望大家有时间去读一下。
Yeah, because courtship and marriage actually are wonderful thing.
因为呢，去谈恋爱和这个婚姻其实是一件很美好的事情。
So the rest of the day today, I'm going to focus on the other three wisdom books.
所以今天后边呢，我们就集中在后边的三本智慧书上。
And we're going to look at their dynamics.
然后我们看他们这样彼此之间这样的一个互动，这三本书之间的。
And then hearing all these three voices will give us insight to live well.
听这三本书这里边的三种声音所给我们的这样一个洞见。
So, Book of Proverbs.
首先我们来看箴言。
The opening chapter gives us the purpose of the book.
它首先开章呢，就给了我们箴言的这个宗旨和目的。
So, let's read the first seven verses.
那我们一起来读第一章的一到七节。
七节，I'll read the English and then Chinese will follow.
我们就读英文跟中文。
The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Shall we read together? Yeah.The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair.
以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的言语。使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲。
For giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discernment get guidance.
使愚人灵敏，使少年人有知识和谋略，使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋。
For understanding proverbs and parables and sayings and riddles of the wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
使人明白箴言和比喻，懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, don't we just want to continue reading the rest of the book?
那我们读到这里是不是还有很想再读下去呢？
Because this introduction just gives us an insight what's the purpose of
it. 因为这个开场白就告诉我们这本书的宗旨和目的是什么。
Who wouldn't want to, gain wisdom and understanding?
谁不想有智慧有聪明呢？
Wisdom will teach the naive young people prudence.
所以智慧呢会教这个愚蒙的这个年轻人呢有聪明有灵敏。
And then we make wise people wiser.
让有智慧的人更有智慧。
Wisdom gives the guidance to a better life.
然后智慧让我们能够给我们过一个美好生活的一个指引。
Yeah, and then the first 9 chapters is actually to encourage the readers to seek wisdom.
所以在头九章他就是在鼓励他的读者去寻求智慧。
Now the Hebrew word wisdom is chokmah.
这希伯来的这个智慧这个词呢翻译成这个中文这个发音就是赫克玛。
Yeah. It's more than just a knowledge to make a better decision.
它不仅仅是说你有这个可以做更好决定的一个知识。
Chokmah actually is described as the universal principle in which the whole universe is ordered.
它是一个创造宇宙的一个这样子一个普遍的一个真理一个理、一个原则。
In Proverbs 8, God formed Chokmah.
在箴言的第八章是神创造了神造作了这个智慧。
Yeah. And then uses Chokmah to architect the watery depths, mountains, and hills.
神用智慧呢就是智慧在创造以前就在那里智慧跟神一起创造了高山创造了深渊
and God used a chokmah really create the whole universe
所以神用这个智慧创造了宇宙
so chokmah actually sets a pattern in this world how we should live
所以这个智慧这个希伯来的这个赫克玛就是一个根基我们如何来过自己的生活一个有智慧的生活
Right. And then, so there's really, it's like a set of laws, so to speak, on how life tends to work.
所以这就是人生这个生命是如何能够来运转的一套定律。
And also, Chokmah is an attribute of God himself.
那智慧本身也是神的一个属性。
So we can tap into Chokmah that is something outside of ourselves,to live the life that God has intended us to live.
所以我们可以进入这种智慧不是我们自己的智慧而是在我们之外的智慧来过一个神让我们能过的生活。
And then Chokmah not only is just the order of the universe, but it's also a moral law.
所以这种智慧这种赫克玛不仅仅是这个一个宇宙的这个外在的这个物理定律它也是包括我们的道德律。
So every time you see somebody cheat and then pays the consequence,
所以你看到有人他去欺骗别人诈骗或者骗人但是后边他有这个后果的话、
That's Chokmah at work because Chokmah says that always have integrity
那就是这个赫克玛这个智慧的律在工作因为智慧告诉我们说你要总是有正直、
Because in verse 3 we just read it says that for receiving instruction and prudence behavior doing what is right and just and fair
因为在第三节我们刚刚读的使人处事领受智慧仁义公平正直的训诲要总是有这种智慧有正直
So the fabric of the universe is built with justice
所以神创造的这个宇宙的这个根基整个的这个内涵就是公正
So eventually justice will win
最终正义公正会得胜
So we need to recognize and participate in justice by applying Chokmah in our own life
所以我们要认出这些也要把这个公正正直应用在我们的生活当中
Now Chokmah has a third meaning which is the translation really does not quite convey
那这个智慧这个赫克玛其实还有第三层意义在我们这个翻译中间其实没有把这个意思给翻出来。
Yeah. We usually think of wisdom is primarily intellectual.
我们通常觉得智慧就是好像就是头脑中的
Yeah.
就是知识上的。
Yeah. But Solomon actually employed a bunch of artists like stone workers and wood workers to work in the temple because they had Chokmah.
但是所罗门他当时建圣殿的时候呢，是找了一批石匠跟木匠，为什么呢？因为这些人是有智慧的，他也就是用的荷克玛这个词。
Yeah. It's not that they were just a bunch of philosophers.
那这些人可不是一群哲学家。
But they were skilled workers.
他们都是能工巧匠。
Because they looked at these raw materials and then they knew a way to apply their skills to make something beautiful.
然后他们就看着一个原始的一个材料，他们看着它就可以把它做出来一个很美的东西，一个艺术品这样的。
So someone with skills has chokmah.
所以呢，一个有技巧、一个有技能的人也是有智慧的。
So if you know how to do something,
所以如果你知道怎么来做一件事情
，make something,
然后你会，就是很会做
，fix something,
或者去修理一样东西
，you have chokmah.
你是有这种智慧、有这种荷克玛的。
Yeah, I admire those cooks that prepare lunch for our church of you know to feed 100 people.
那我很佩服这些能够给教会一两百号人做饭的这些厨大厨。
Mm-hmm. And those that would design like eye-catching, you know, flyers for our church.
然后那些会设计这些海报的。
And those of you like hiding in the back room that count money and record in the church ledgers.
或者是常常在后边呢，在教会完了之后去数钱呢，就是给教会做账的这些人。
They have skills. They have chokmah.
他们是有这种技能，有这种技巧，他们是有这种荷克玛，有智慧的。
Now you probably never thought the skills you have to make something to work actually mean that you have wisdom.
你可能从来没有想过，你让一些事情能够运转，能够行之有效，是你有智慧。
Well, you do actually according to the Hebrew Bible.
但是根据这个希伯来的圣经，你的确是有的。
It's that you apply the skills that to live well in God's world.
所以呢，你就是让这些技巧，你根据神的话，你帮他这些能够做出来。
So let's say I'm good at the finance. I have chokmah.
比如说我很擅长管理财务，那我就是有这方面的荷克玛，就是这种智慧。
I also deal with my clients, my coworkers with integrity and honesty.
然后呢，我也是照着跟我的，不管是我的顾客还是我的同事，我们在一起，我跟他们打交道的时候，我是按照正直、诚实来跟他们打交道。
Right,
我是有这种智慧。
Right, then I have chokmah.
所以呢，我可以说我有这个智慧，有这个荷克玛。
But let's say I'm good at finance, but I don't deal with my coworkers and clients fairly.
再换一个角度来讲，换一种说，另外呢，就是说，比如说我有这种技巧。我很擅长这个财务，但是呢，我跟我的顾客、跟我的这个同事相跟他们打交道的，我不诚实。
Then I don't have a chokmah. I'm a fool.
那这样的情况下呢，我就没有荷克玛，我其实是一个愚盲人。
So even if I may be skillful, but I may be a fool when I fail to apply the moral code in dealing with people.
所以呢，我可能是一个很有技巧，就是有这个能力的人，但是如果我没有按照这个没有去正直诚实的，就是没有按照道德原则去跟人打交道的时候，我就是一个愚妄人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who determines the moral code?
那谁来决定这个道德法则呢
？Who defines the good and evil?
那谁来决定什么是善，什么是恶，什么是对，什么是错呢
？Yeah. It will be so easy to be wise in my own eyes and define what is good and evil for myself.
所以我们很容易就是说就是在自己的眼中自以为聪明我们自己来决定善恶对错
So I may be thinking that I have a chokmah and making all the right decisions
你可能会觉得哦，我是很有智慧的我做的决定都是对的
But actually I have deceived myself and become a fool
但是实际上你是自己骗自己你已经变成了一个愚笨人愚妄人
Right. And that's where the fear of the Lord comes in verse 7
这就是第七节讲到的敬畏耶和华
This fear it does not mean it's a terror but it's a reverence and awe
这个这里讲到的这个敬畏它这个英文词翻译出来不是恐怖恐惧而是尊重敬畏、
Actually the Chinese translation actually did it quite adequately 敬畏 is to revere to fear
所以呢 中文的这个翻译其实在这里是很恰当的，一个是尊敬，一个是一个正常，一个正当的畏惧。
It's to know that God has a vision of good and evil, and that might be inconvenient to me sometimes.
就是说，我知道神对善恶是有定义的，这个神的这个善恶的标准，有的时候对我可能不是很方便。
So, but the Chokmah actually is to recognize that I don't determine good and evil for myself.
但是这个智慧呢，这个和克玛就是认出来，决定说我不决定什么是善恶，我自己不来决定。
Yeah, I need to fall in line with how the universe works.
我要跟这个整个这个宇宙是如何运行的这样的一个规律来相符，来遵从这样的规律。
Yeah, and then how it works is really according to God's definition of good and evil.
这一切是如何来运转的，是根据神的善恶标准。
Yeah, and then actually this is a reminder of myself.
所以呢。另外一个对我自己的一个提醒就是
Do not be wise in your own eyes,
就是
fear the Lord and shun evil.
箴言三章第七节说不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
So when I start to lean on my own understanding,
当我依靠自己的聪明的时候，
I need to remind myself that hey, maybe I need to submit this to God.
我应该提醒自己，我在这件事情上，我应该把这件事情交给神。
Or maybe that my motivation needs a check.
也许我需要去检查自己的动机。
We need to internalize this fear of the Lord and be suspicious of ourselves.
我们要把这种敬畏耶和华内在化，对自己要有点持一点怀疑态度。
So turning to others for validation is another wise move.
所以呢，你再去为周围的就是有智慧，就是去问一下别人，也是一个智慧的一个决定。
Because we want to choose a chokmah, not become a foolish.
因为我们想要选择智慧的路，而不是变得又笨又蠢。
Yeah. So, Book of Proverbs actually is a great book.
所以呢，箴言书是一本很棒的书。
Young people need to read it, and old people need to read it.
不仅年轻人，我们年纪大的人也需要读。
It depicts the wise choice over the long haul that will produce a good life.
因为它描绘了一个人类的，就是人生一个很长的时期，做一个智慧的选择，然后导致的一个美好的生活。
You acquire health, wealth, and good name.
你会获得这个健康、财富和好名声。
And fools, on the other hand, will lead to ruins and shame.
但是愚人呢，在另外一方面呢，就会导致毁灭和羞耻。
And then when you are all excited to learn about living well from the Proverbs,
当你就很兴奋说哇，箴言是这么讲的，可以过一个美好的生活的时候。
Yeah, the teacher of the Ecclesiastes will stand up from the corner.
然后这个时候呢，这个传道书里的这个传道者就好像在那个房间的角落就站起来
，and said, "Well, not so fast."
说哦，等一下，不要这么快下结论。
And then he probably was holding a cigarette and calls out, "Hebel, Hebel, everything is Hebel."
然后他有可能手里边就拿了一根烟，然后吐出来一口，就说，虚空，虚空，一切都是虚空。
Yeah, because the Hebrew word Hebel means smoke or vapor.
因为他讲的那个 Hebel 那个词，在中文翻译出来就是烟，就是雾。
So most English translation is translated to like vanity or meaningless.
那英文把它翻译成就是虚空和无意义。
And then the Chinese translation to 虚空is likewise as 虚空。
中文已经翻出来这个意思了，虚空。
But I think a better translation is the word absurd, like ridiculous.
然后另外一个我觉得一个比较好的翻译其实是荒唐荒谬。
Because the idea is that the smoke is real, you can see it.
这个观念就是你看烟是你是可以看到的，是真的。
But when you try to grab it, there's nothing there.
但是当你想去抓住这个烟的时候，你什么也抓不住。
I thought it was there, but it's not there anymore.
你觉得在那烟就在那儿，但是当你去抓的时候又不在那儿了。
Yeah, but so it's absurd.
所以这个是挺荒谬的。
So when you get into Chokmah and the fear of the Lord and do all the right thing,
所以当你进入这个和克玛这个有这个智慧也敬畏耶和华，所有这一切的时候
，and life should go well.
你觉得说
life should be going well?
你觉得说我都按照这一切的规则去做了，那应该生活都很顺利，都很好。
Right. But sometimes I've worked hard and saved up money to go to college.
比如说，那有的时候，比如说你很努力的好好学习，然后去上了大学。
I put myself to graduation and got a degree.
然后你 很努力的在大学里学习，也毕业了。
But I can't get a job anywhere.
但是却找不着工作。
Yeah, I did all the right things based on the book of Proverbs.
那我基于跟着那个箴言的教导，我做了所有正的对的事情。
But it just did not pan out.
但是却事情却没有凑效。
Or I deal with my clients and coworkers with integrity and honesty.
就是我以诚实正直来跟我的同事和顾客打交道。
I want to honor God and always submit my decisions to the Lord.
然后我想要尊荣神，把我所有的决定都交给，都是遵从神，交给神。
And I do everything right.
我做的每件事情都是对的。
But the promotion goes to my colleague who cheats and lies.
但是却是我那个又撒谎又骗人的这个同事，他得到了提升。
And I got laid off.
我却丢了工作。
This Chokmah thing doesn't work out.
好像这个智慧就没有。好像没有行之有效，没有得到我所要想希望的结果。
It's absurd. It's hebel.
所以这个好像有点荒谬，好像这一切都是虚空。
The teacher will probably will puff some more and say.
然后Ecclesiastic, right?
Yeah, Ecclesiastic.
Yeah, 就是这个传道者好像又在吐口这个烟雾，说。
All the work we do in life, we want to have meaning and purpose.
我们在生命中所做的所有的事情，我们都希望有意义。
And it's true that you can build wealth and fame and all the things you want in life.
然后你可以在你的生命中建造，不管是财富啊，还是名声，所有这一切你想要的。
But go climb a mountain, see if it cares.
但是你来试一下，比如说你去爬一座高山，你看那个山是不是在意你在那儿。
That mountain was there before any of us.
那个在我们任何人。出生之前，那个山已经在哪儿了
？It will remain there after we're all gone.
当我们都离开了以后，这个山还在那儿。
100 years from now, no one remember any of us did what.
然后100年之后，没有人记得我们是谁。
The mountain will still be there.
但是山还在那儿。
The ocean will still break the beaches.
然后这个海浪还在拍打着海滩。
The sun will still rise and set.
太阳还在照样升起落下。
Time will eventually erase you and me, everything we care about.
然后时间会所有的就是冲散我们，你和我和我们一切我们所在意的。
If that does not discourage you, consider this.
如果这个还不够让你灰心垂头丧气的话，再想想这个。
We will all gonna die.
我们所有的人都会死。
Death will devour the wise, the fool, the rich, and the poor.
这个死亡会吞灭这个智慧人、愚妄人、富有人跟贫穷人。
No one can escape.
没有人可以逃脱死。
Regardless of what we do, at the end, we are going to die.
不管我们做什么，最终我们都会死。
So living by Chokmah and the fear of the Lord is Hebel.
所以呢，你照着这个何可玛这个智慧和敬畏神来生活，也是这个一样的，好像空虚空或者是。荒唐的。
And it does not really guarantee a good life.
因为它没有保证一个美好的生活，一个好的生活。
Good people still gonna die tragically.
那好人、善人有时候也是死得很悲惨。
And horrible people can still live long and prosperously.
那有些恶人呢，却好像可以过得又很舒服的，又过一个长寿。
So how do we live in the midst of this absurdity?
所以我们在这样子好像看似荒谬荒唐的境况中，我们如何来生活呢
？First, let's recognize that there are things in life that we have no control over.
首先要我们真的是要知道说，在生活中、生命中有很多事情是我们不能掌控的。
There's no guarantee in life.
在这个生活中是没有保证的。
And living by Chokmah and the fear of the Lord most likely will lead you to a good life.
所以呢，照着智慧和敬畏神来生活，很大的会有。增大你很大可能上会保证你有一个美好的生活。
But it's not a promise.
但是这个并不是一个保证，一个应许。
And second, just to enjoy the gift of God.
第二点呢，就是享受神的恩赐。
Enjoy the simple things in life like friendship.
就是享受在生命中的这些简单的、单纯的事情，比如说像友情。
Family.
你的家庭。
A good meal.
一顿美餐。
And even a sunset.
甚至是一个那个日落。
Let's say you had a very, very tough day.
然后这个传道者又吐一口烟，然后说，比如说你有一个很糟糕的一天。
Your boss yelled at you because you did not meet the quota.
比如说你没有完成配额，老板就对你喊。
Wife called you that the kid has got into trouble in school again.
然后太太又给你打电话说孩子在学校里又有麻烦了。
You're going to work late to finish the report and miss what you're supposed to be with your family.
然后因为你要工作很晚，就是去完成那个报告，结果你就没有办法参加一个家庭聚会。
So this is what I'm going to say to you.
然后这就是那传道说，这就是我要告诉你的。
Enjoy the present.
他说你要享受当下。
Here and now.
就是现在跟在发生的。
Change your mindset.
把你的心态改一下。
Take a deep breath and let this free air flow you to slow you down a little.
深呼吸一下，让这个新鲜的空气让你慢下来。
And go home and enjoy dinner with your family.
然后回家跟你的家人享受晚餐。
And then I'll tackle the report.
然后再去做你的工作，再去做你的报告。
Enjoy the fact that you just had one of the worst days.
然后就来想，来感谢，来享受说你刚刚有这个人生中最糟糕的一天。
And let God take control of your future.
让神来掌管你的未来。
And this is the conclusion.
这个结论就是。
Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind.For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it's good or evil.
总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
Indeed, one day God will lift the fog and absurdity and bring justice.
然后有一天神会把这一切的这个烟雾都给挪去，把这一切的荒谬都给除去，然后就是会神有他让我们看到这个所有的真实，所有的公义公正。
We're still accountable for what we do.
我们要为我们所做的交账。
Meanwhile, we'll still fear the Lord and keep His commandments.
在同时，我们敬畏神，我们遵守神的诫命。
It has a better chance to live a good life.
那你有一个更大的一个几率，更好的机会来过一个比较好的生活。
So after all this talk, the teacher finishes his cigarette and sits down.
然后这个传道者讲完了呢，就把他，然后就坐下。
And finish the cigarette.
然后抽完了他的烟就坐下。
Yeah.And then a weathered old man stands up and says,
这时候有一个好像历尽沧桑的老人家就站起来。
My name is Job.
他说，我的名字是约伯。
And I have experienced what the teacher said.
我刚刚经历了，我就是经历了这个传道者所讲的。
I had 10 children.
我有十个孩子。
I was wealthy and healthy.
我又健康又富有。
I was blameless and upright.
我是完全正直。
I fear the Lord.
我敬畏神。
I applied the Chokmah, and you can say I was the model example of the book of Proverbs.
然后我也是把这个智慧应用在我的生活中。你可以说我就是这个箴言书的这个榜样，这个模范，照着箴言来生活的模范。
Then I lost everything.
接着我就丧失了一切。
I mean everything.
我真的是说所有的一切。
I did not know anything. I did not do anything to sin against God.
我不知道任何事情，我也没有做任何犯罪得罪神。
My friend said I must have.
我朋友说你肯定是犯什么，做了什么错事，犯罪得罪神了。
But how could such unjust suffering fall on me?
不然怎么会有这样子的不公正的这样的苦难临到你身上呢？你肯定是做错什么事了。
The just God must be punishing me.
那这样一位公义的神肯定在惩罚我。
But I refute it.
但是呢，我就辩驳。
I'm innocent and I'm suffering, so God must be unjust.
然后我是无辜的，我也是公义的。那神是那个不公正的。
And we discuss and debate it.
然后我们就开始讨论，我们就开始辩驳。
I even demanded God to show Himself to answer my question.
我甚至要求说，神向我显现来回应我的问题。
Why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么会有恶事临到善人呢？
And God did show up in a powerful storm.
为什么好人会受苦呢？然后神就的确向我显现了。
He just blasted me with so many rhetorical questions that.I could not really answer.
然后神又问了我一系列的一些问题，我根本就没有办法回答。
After all, He is God, and I was not in a position accusing Him.
最终他是神，我不 不能站在一个位置来指责神，来控告神。
He runs the world according to his chokmah that is far more complex than I can understand.
神用他的智慧来运转这个世界，他的智慧是远超过我能所理解的。
My experience and perspectives are so limited compared to what God sees.
跟神相比，神所看到的，我的经验跟我的角度是多么的有限。
I never did get an answer from God why I suffered unjustly.
我从来神也没告诉我为什么会这样的受苦。
But I chose to trust His good character and His chokmah.
但是我选择我要相信神的本性，相信神的良善，也相信神的智慧。
And then the old man Job sits down.
然后接着这个约伯就坐下了。
So let's kind of put all these three voices together.
所以我们把这三个老师的声音放在一起。
Let's say you get to sit down with these three teachers.
比如说你要是有这样三位的老师跟他们坐在一起。
And say you will be a parent. You're going to have your first kids.
比如说你马上要做爸爸妈妈了，你要有自己的第一个孩子。
And then you said, hey, I'm going to have more kids.
然后你就说，哦，我们想要更多的孩子。
And then you say to the teachers, and wisdom teachers, I want to do this parenting thing right.
你就说，老师啊，智慧的老师啊，我想要很有智慧的来教导我的孩子，养育我的孩子。
And so please give me your advice.
请你给我这个建议。
Proverbs will say like this.
真言老师会说,
well, train them up and teach them right and wrong.
就是你要养育他们, 教导他们何为对错,
and teach them the fear of the Lord.
教导他们敬畏神,
and sometimes you may have to discipline them.
有的时候你要就是管教他们,
and pass on this chokmah that you learned to them.
把你所学到的智慧教给他们, 传给他们,
it's going to be great and you'll be blessed.
然后智慧很棒, 你也会蒙福。
And then you turn to Ecclesiastes and he'll say,
然后你再转向这个传道者，他会说,
oh, that's interesting.
那很有意思啊。
Puff. I have a friend who did all that, and one of the kids died prematurely.
然后我有一个朋友，他就是照着这样做的，但是他其中有个孩子早死了。
And then another one hates him now.
然后另外一个孩子呢，很恨他。
And he's old now, and he does not want to pass on his inheritance to his youngest daughter.
但是他现在年迈了，但是他不想把他的这个遗产，就是给他那个最小的女儿。
Because she's going to blow it on foolish things.
因为他会把这个钱呢浪费在这个愚蠢的，对他没有益的事情上。
Well, this is what I'm going to recommend.
这个是我要推荐的。Do
your best and don't overdo it.
这个传道者说，尽你的所能，但是不要过分。
Cherish those moments that you with your kids.
就是珍惜你跟孩子们所在一起的时光。
When you get a chance to play Legos, even though that may hurt your back.
当你有时间的时候，即使你的背都会痛，还是跟他们一起玩那个乐高积木。
Yeah, or just read that children's book, that Green Eggs and Hams, for the 19th time.
然后跟你的孩子一起在一直读到第十九遍的这个叫什么绿蛋和这个火腿。
This is the children's book, yeah.
这是一个儿童书籍。
And this is your life, it's a gift from God.
这是你的生活，这是神给你的恩赐。
Yeah. And they may come up to you, and then they may even kiss you on your face.
他们可能到你面前来还亲一亲你。
Or they may just scream bloody murder in the supermarket in front of all the strangers.
或者他们会在这个超市里边那个尖叫。
But these are the moments that you've got.
但这就是你所得到的跟他们在一起的时光。
Just enjoy it.
所以就学习享受它。
So fear the Lord, for He will bring everything to light.
所以敬畏神，神会让每件事情最后，就是会有一个结局。
You are accountable for how you raise your kids.
所以你在神面前要为你如何养育孩子交账。
And then you turn to the old man Job.
然后你这会儿转向约伯，历经沧桑的约伯。
And then he'll say,
然后他会说,
your family along the way will probably encounter some difficult challenges.
你的家庭可能在这个历程中会经历一些挑战。
But I want you to
艰难的挑战。
But I want you to know God is committed to you.
但是我要希望你知道神真的是在意你，神也是完全的有会委身于你。
He He's trustworthy even in your darkest hour.
即使在你最黑暗的时刻，神也是可以信靠的。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that life is complex.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道人生是很复杂、很艰难的。
Now, these three wisdom books give us the follower of Jesus a guide on how to live.
所以这三本智慧书给我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者一个可以如何来生活的一个指导。
So this is some of my thoughts.
这是我自己的一些想法。
Wisdom is accumulated over time.
所以智慧呢是需要时间来累积的。
So build a habit of reading God's word.
所以呢养成一个读神的话语的习惯。
Be a student of a scripture.
成为神话语的学生。
How else to know how God defines good and evil?
不然的话我们怎么知道神的善恶标准呢？
It's good to come to church and listen to sermons.
当然就是说来到教会来听讲道是好的。
But that's sometimes it's being fragmented.
但是呢有的时候碎片化并不是完整的。
Yeah, but find a small group and study the Bible together.
可以找一个小组一起来学习圣经。
And spend time to read the Bible yourself to build a habit.
所以花时间读圣经让这个读经成为你的习惯。
Now, another thought is that Ecclesiastes reminds us that life is short.
传道书也提醒我们人生是短暂的。
So if you have a broken relationship with your family or friends,
所以如果你跟你的家人或者朋友有这个嫌隙，有一个关系有不太好，有破碎的话。
While you still have time, would you consider to forgive or ask for forgiveness?
所以当你还有时间的话要不要就是要去就是去饶恕也或者请求对方饶恕。
Or would you even consider reconciliation if it's possible?
或者去真的去仔细的想一想你们能不能和好。
God will bring every deed into judgment.
神最后会审判我们所有的行为。
If there are parts that we can do, we should do the right thing.
如果在我们的部分我们有可以做的我们要去做这个正确的事情。
And God will honor our effort to forgive, to ask for forgiveness, and to reconcile.
神会看重我们，就是我们的努力，我们这方面，我们想要去饶恕，或者是去被饶恕，或者是想要去和好。
My prayer to you is to read God's word and especially these three wisdom books.
所以我的祷告是大家去读神的话，尤其是这三本智慧书。
And live a life that really is wise, is a good life.
去过一个有智慧的好的生活。
Start with appreciating Chokmah and do the right thing.
首先始于就是去感谢神给我们这样的一个智慧去过一个好的生活。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
因为这里讲到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
But when life disappoints you,
当生活或者让你失望的时候，
just enjoy the present, the simple things of life.
享受你现在生命中这些简单的事情。
We're still accountable for what we do.
我们要为自己所做的在神面前交账。
And if you are so disillusioned that you are accusing God that he is unjust or even malicious,
如果你真的是大失所望，你甚至指责神是就是有恶意的，对不公正的。
God can take it.
神可以面对你这种指控了，这种责备。
Yeah, but come to him honestly and humbly.
就是一个坦白的一个谦虚的态度来到神面前。
Knowing that we don't have his viewpoint of a whole situation.
要知道我们不像他那样能统观全局知道所有的事情。
But we can trust his goodness and his chokmah.
但是我们可以来信靠他的良善跟他的智慧。
And that's how the three teachers direct a path to live a full life.
所以这就是这三位老师，这三本书的老师教导我们如何来过一个美好的生活，一个正确的生活。
So class is dismissed, so let us pray.
所以我们现在这个课讲完了，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you to give us these wonderful books in the Old Testament.
主啊，我们感谢你，真的在旧约里给我们这三，给我们这样智慧书的这样的非常精彩的书。
We know that the life is